Chapter 2. Missing. The two men are sitting in the car, stiff as a board. The men are looking out through the window at Jabri and his friends. The two men look just alike. Both have pale white skin, sunshades, and black suits on. The man in the passenger seat looks over at the driver. Should something be done about the boy? No, he is no threat. But for precautionary reasons, we will keep an eye on him. The man in the passenger seat nods his head, then starts the car up and slowly pulls off. School is now letting out for the day. Jabri is out front waiting for his mother to come pick him up. He's looking around and checking his watch. Qualis and Bessie pull up on their bikes. Bessie hops off first.
Sup, Bri? What are you still doing here? You are not still looking for that strange car, are you?
Qualis is laughing to himself.
Yeah, where Mom Duke's at? We know you got your own car service.
I don't know, he says. She's never been this late. I hope she's good, though. We got into it a little bit yesterday. Bessie sits down next to him.
Over what? She asks.
Jabri takes a deep breath and leans back on the steps.
My pops. He's just been gone for a minute.
Qualis sits down as well, whipping out his comic books.
How long has he been gone?
Asks Qualis. Jabri stares off into space. It's been like a year now. Qualis shrugs his shoulders.
But ain't he in the military, though?
Yeah, he is, but it's just getting hard not seeing him, you know? This is the longest he's been gone for real, though. Bessie places her arm on his shoulder.
Yeah, I feel you. At least you have a mom and pops. Me and Qualis got a mom, but she's not our real mom.
Qualis nods while flipping through his comics.
Yeah, true that.
Jabri stands up and gathers his stuff as if his mom is pulling up.
Yeah, but it's no big deal, though.
Bessie hops up with him.
I mean, we can just wait here with you if you want us to.
Jabri walks to the curb, pacing back and forth. He looks up and down the street, still no sign of his mother. Qualis finally looks up from his comic book.
Yeah, we ain't got shit else to do for real.
Jabri walks back over and puts his backpack down.
Okay, cool. Let me run inside and use the phone real quick.
Jabri runs up the stairs into the school office. He calls his mom's job twice, but the line is busy. He hangs up the phone in frustration. He then walks back outside with his friends and sits on the steps. Qualis walks up to him.
So what's up? Is she coming?
Jabri looks off into the distance for a minute.
I don't know. I called twice, no answer.
Bessie shrugs her shoulders.
It's cool. We'll just chill out here until she gets here.
Jabri and his friends sat outside talking and reading comics as the sun began to set. All of a sudden, Qualis jumps up.
Bro, I don't think she's coming. It's been like 2 hours.
Bessie looks around, then up at the school building.
Yeah, and ain't nobody came out and said anything about her calling back either.
Bessie hops on her bike.
Come on, Bri, we'll take you home.
Jabri gets up slowly as though he should keep waiting on his mom. Then Qualis hops on his bike.
Come on, bro, it's all good. Plus, I have to piss hella bad too, bro.
Jabri finally decides to go.
All right, let's bounce, man.
Jabri hops on the back of Qualis's bike, and the three take off down the street. As they head up the street, they see another group of kids on bikes.
Ah, shit, Qualis says. It's Doug and them. What we gonna do?
Jabri tries to find another route to take, but Doug spots them.
Whoa, where y'all going?
Doug and his friends quickly catch up to them. Trey runs his bike straight into Jabri's bike. Jabri falls over in the street. Trey yells out,
Yeah, you were talking all that shit earlier. What's up now? This ghost town, bitch.
Jabri hops up and runs up on Trey. He punches him in the face, but Doug's boy Ralph jumps in. Bessie tries to get them off Jabri, but it's no use. She yells to Qualis for help, but he's frozen.
Qualis, do something. Don't just stand there.
Finally, Qualis snaps out of it. He runs over and grabs Ralph's back. He picks Ralph's up and suplexes him on his head. Ralph hops up and he is now tussling with Qualis. Just as things are getting really bad, Doug runs over and stops the fighting.
Yo, okay, chill.
He pulls both of his friends away. Bessie gets in his face.
I'm sick of you. You always doing dumb shit. Why can't you just let shit ride? You still mad because I dumped your sorry ass?
Doug shakes his head.
I ain't mean for shit to go this far.
Bessie helps Jabri off of the ground.
Well, it did, Doug. It did.
Doug and his friends jump on their bikes and take off. Jabri and Qualis pull themselves together. Bessie tells them how sorry she is, but Jabri cuts her off.
Nah, it's cool. That one's on me. Let's just get out of here. I already got a lot on my mind. They get back on their bikes and take off. Jabri and his friends finally pull up to his house. Jabri hops off of the bike and looks around. Bessie yells from her bike, "Hey, her car is not here. She might be at the school." He is still looking around, confused and worried. "Yo, this crazy, bro. This ain't like her, man, I'm telling you. I'll just call her again at the hospital." Jabri runs up to the door and unlocks it. His friend starts to take off. Bessie and Qualis are yelling at him from the street. "All right, bro, she coming. Might just be sitting in traffic." Bessie chimes in. "Yeah, it's gonna be all right. Can you get in?" Jabri is fumbling around with his backpack. "Yeah, I'm good." He finally opens the door and runs over to the phone. He begins calling his mother's job to find out if she's okay. The phone rings a few times. Finally, the receptionist answers. "Hello, thank you for calling Eastern State Hospital. How may I help you?" "Yeah, hey, I'm trying to reach Mrs. Atkins. She's a doctor there." "Okay, may I ask who's calling?" "Oh, it's her son, Jabri." There's a bit of static. Finally, she says, "One moment, please." He waits anxiously for some good news. The receptionist comes back to the phone, only to tell him that his mother left 4 hours ago. Jabri holds the phone in shock. The receptionist asks him, "Is everything okay, son?" Jabri replies, Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you for your help." He hangs up the phone. 4 hours ago, what could she be doing? He tries to relax the best he can. He grabs a soda and an ice pack from the fridge. He cracks open the soda and takes a sip. The coldness of the soda hurts the inside of his lip. Jabri jumps up. "Ah, shit. Damn, that hurt." He places the ice pack on the side of his lip. Then he walks over to the living room and takes a seat. He starts watching He-Man reruns until he falls asleep on the couch. He is then woken up by the sound of banging on the door. As he is walking to the door, he sees blue flashing lights. He opens the door to an officer standing in the rain. "Hey, how are you, kid?" Jabri is now worried. "I'm fine. What's going on?" The officer just looks at him. "You Katie Atkins, son?" Jabri answers. "Yes. Why?" "Hey, we found her car at 7-Eleven up the road with the doors open." "Okay, and my mother is where?" The officer frowns a little. "Yeah, we don't know yet, kid. You know, it's the strangest thing. The first thing we did was check the cameras. We saw your mom pull up, but as soon as she hopped out at the gas pumps, the cameras cut out on us." The officer looks down, shaking his head. "Never seen anything like that before." "Don't worry, kid. We're on it. Is your old man home?" Jabri shakes his head. "Nah, he's in the military." "Are you sure that was her?" The officer replies. "Oh, we're positive, kid." He pats Jabri on the shoulder. "We'll find her, kid. Don't worry. I'm gonna need to ask you a few more questions. Is it okay if we come in?" Jabri opens the door all the way for them to come in. The officer step in to question him. Chapter 3. 4 months later. Jabri is now attending Minchville High School. He is living with his grandmother and two cousins. Jabri is sitting in the lunchroom and eating his lunch alone. Two young men wearing black flags in their back pocket walks up to him. He realizes that they are from a gang called EEB. One of them stops and looks him up and down. "Hey fam, this is our table, homie." Jabri quickly jumps up. "Oh, my bad. I didn't know this was y'all's, my fault." The young men set their trays down. "That's cool, dog, but next time ask somebody." Jabri just nods and walks off. "Hey man, hold up," says one of the young men. "You not Mac and Von little cousin, are you?" Jabri nods his head. Yeah, I am. What's up?" The young man laughs to himself. "Oh, my bad, fam. You good. You right where you need to be. Have a seat, bro." Jabri walks back over and sits down. The young man and his crew also sit down at the table. He introduces himself as KP and gives him the pound. "So how long have you been here?" asks KP. Jabri takes a deep breath. "About 2 weeks now." KP just smiles and nods. Okay, yeah. "Your cousins told me they peoples was gonna be at the veal." Jabri says nothing, just eats his lunch. KP leans in close. So you gonna get down or what?
What you mean, get down?
Asks Jabri. You know, with the gang, man. Jabri laughs nervously.
Oh, man, I'm good, bro. I just be chilling.
Jabri hurries up and finishes lunch. Thanks for the invite, though. I'll catch y'all later.
I bet, says KP.
You know where to find us. He makes his way out of the lunchroom and down the hall. The next morning is Saturday. Jabri wakes up to the smell of breakfast. His grandmother is in the kitchen cooking. Her house is very small and old. The paint in the kitchen is peeling off the walls. Jabri walks in and flops down in the chair. His grandmother looks over at him.
Morning. Long week, hon?
Jabri sighs as he slides down in the chair. Yeah, I'm good, though.
Yeah, I know this is a hard transition for you, Bri, but just hang in there. Things will start to get better for you.
You just got to hold on and stand strong in the Lord. Jabri puts his head on the kitchen table.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Grandma.
His grandma leans in.
I know I'm right. Just hold tight. He got you. Trust me. He got you.
Jabri's two cousins, Mackie and Devon, walks in through the door, hungover, stumbling, and falling. They're a part of the EEB gang, the East End Boys. A car honks its horns and speeds off. Grandma yells from the kitchen.
Is that Mackie and Devon coming through my door like that?
She walks out of the kitchen yelling at both of them.
I told y'all don't come in this house all messed up like that anymore. How many times I have to go through this mess? Y'all hard of hearing or something?
Devon lays on the couch drunk while Mackie stumbles to the kitchen. Grandma puts her hands on her hips.
Y'all hear me talking to y'all?
Mackie pops the fridge open looking for something to snack on.
We good, Grandma. Chill out.
My ass, you good. You smell like pure liquor. You're only 16 and 17 years old. I don't know why I keep putting up with this mess.
Mackie shuts the fridge and walks over to Grandma.
Yo, chill, Grandma. We good. What you cooking anyways?
Boy, don't worry about what I'm cooking. This here is for Bri and myself. What y'all need to do is drink plenty of water and go lay down and not on my couch, Devon.
She looks at Mackie's back pocket and sees a black flag.
And another thing, all that gangbanging shit y'all doing. Excuse my language, Bri.
Jabri just shrugs his shoulders and looks away.
Keep it outside, away from this home. I don't want to see it, hear about it, or have any type of drama coming to this home. Y'all understand?
Mackie finally gives up.
All right, Grandma, we got you.
Yo, Devon, get your ass up, bruh. We going upstairs with it.
Devon rolls off the couch, stretching and mumbling.
All right, I'm out, man. Too early for all this yelling anyways.
Mackie and Devon go upstairs to sleep it off. Their grandma shakes her head as she walks back in the kitchen.
Lord, give me strength.
Jabri spins around in a chair.
Do they always stay out late drinking? That ain't nothing new, son. Don't even worry about it.
How about you, son? What you got planned for today?
Just gonna ride down to the park and meet up with Bessie and Qualis. Actually, I need to be leaving now.
Okay, well, take some of this breakfast with you.
Jabri starts putting some breakfast in his backpack. He starts thinking about his mother and how he always never ate breakfast. His grandmother looks over at him.
You okay, son?
Jabri snaps out of it. He runs over and kisses his grandmother on the cheek.
Thanks, Grandma. Gotta go.
Jabri puts his headphones on and stuffs his Walkman in his pocket. Then he jumps on Devon's bike and rides off to the park. Grandma yells from the door.
All right, don't be out too late. I gotta run to Murray's Steakhouse later on.
Jabri yells back.
All right, I won't.
As he rides down the street, he's listening to one of his favorite songs, I Ain't No Joke. His grandma sits in front of the TV with her plate of food, watching her TV shows. She changes the channel while looking for the weather. As soon as she finds the local news station, breaking news, NASA has discovered a strange anomaly by Saturn. NASA says they're not sure what it is. It appears to be some sort of wormhole. She jumps back in her seat.
What in the world going on now?
Boy, I tell you, something new every day.
After riding for about 20 minutes, Jabri finally pulls up to the park where he sees his friends.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Jabri runs up to greet his friends. Qualis yells out,
Hey, what's up, boy? How you been, man?
I'm cool or whatever, says Jabri. Ain't like back home, though, man. They got all these gangs and shit out here. Qualis goes on to tell Jabri how they had to catch 4 buses just to get there. Bessie asks Jabri if he made any new friends. Jabri shakes his head. Hell no, just my 2 cousins, Mackie and Devon. They're crazy as hell, though, man. These fools bang that EEB shit. Damn, says Bessie. Yeah, my grandma hella cool, though. She stays cooking, too, man. Jabri and his friends are sitting on the bleachers looking out at the other kids playing. Bessie asks him if he ever found out about his mother and father. Jabri pauses and looks at her. Nah, I keep telling the detectives that we were seeing these strange cars everywhere, but they weren't trying to hear it. Bessie nods and agrees. Yeah, they never even asked me about it. I even called to tell them my side of the story. Jabri bites his lip. Man, I even tried calling the military about my pops. Bessie asks, what they say? Like you said, they just gave me the runaround. It's like no one is trying to hear out. Qualis butts in. Yeah, like they're trying to keep a secret. I'm telling you, man, it's some funny shit going on. Bro, soon as you left, we stopped seeing those crazy looking cars. Jabri nods in agreement as Bessie hops up and looks over at the restaurant. Damn, yo, I'm about to hop in this burger joint real quick. I ain't eat nothing this morning. Qualis jumps up to join her. He asks Jabri if he's coming, but Jabri already ate. Y'all go ahead. I'll chill here until y'all come back. Bessie and Qualis run over to the burger joint. As Jabri is looking out and watching the kids play, a black car slowly drives by and then backs up. The car stops right in front of him. It's the same car from before. Jabri gets very angry and starts yelling out to himself. Man, I'm tired of this shit. I'm over this shit, man. He stands up and starts walking over to the car. The kids in the park are looking at him like he's crazy. Get out the fucking car, bro. Come on, hop out so we can do this. I'm tired of y'all watching me. Jabri picks up a huge brick and throws it at the car. The brick is about to hit the window, but stops in midair. It stops a few inches away from the driver window. The kids at the park are shocked as they watch on. The brick falls to the ground and the car doors open.